I'll be extraordinarily, brief to sort of conclude at things. I do, I think Graham did rather a good job of summing up why we're, we're here at the outset. So I think I'll echo what he said. And I think, with the benefit of things having sort of drawn to the close, I can say how pleased we are with the way things have gone away and, the various contributions from everyone here. It's, it's sort of one of those things that we wonder when we're, considering, who else is out there when we pick up this coast and give it a good shake, who falls out. What a delight it's been, to hear what we've heard today. So I think really to close things out, I think, a big round of thanks to everyone who's been involved in all of this. Thanks to our presenters for coming along and presenting what they did present today. I do want to thank our chairs and our discussants who had to do rather a lot of thinking on their feet, and I think gave extremely good comments to all of us, and for participating in this roundtable at the very end. I want to extend a big thank to Anya as well, who's been very modest about her role in all of this, but who's was a very, very big help in going through all of the abstracts that we went through in the forming of panels and making sure that everything is coherent, cohesive. So a big thanks to Anya as well, and last but certainly not least to Dr. Johnson, who's traveled a fair distance and has given us an extremely engaging talk, a very, very engaging perspective in our roundtable as well. So with that,
say a few more words? Of course, I'm sure you said this all at the beginning, but I apologize for having been on the thesis defense thing that I couldn't fly to because I decided not to travel as much this year, but had to do it on the phone. That you probably in your opening remarks thanked all the people who made this financially possible. And I know that Dr. Emmanuel Brunet-Jailly, who's the director of the European Studies Program, and Dr. Paul Schur, the acting director, are both absent from Victoria. They're both traveling. But they would have loved to have been here and are very grateful for your contribution, because in a sense, this is the first time that UVic has done that model. We've not had a grant whereby we delegate the responsibility of organizing a conference to students, as York had done. And there's also other places that you've gone to that were student organized. And this was for us a way to say, okay, it gives the students an opportunity to get those skills, and it generates a different conference if it's student initiated. But it was ultimately put in the grant by the professors who once again applied for funds in order to make things possible. So I just want to take my opportunity to thank both of them for making all what we do here on campus possible. So thanks for that.
Yes, indeed. Yes. So I think for the funding and the yes. So with that, thank you again, everyone. I think this has been an interesting learning experience, and the technical aspects of it's been an excellent learning experience in terms of the content that we've seen. And Graham, I was certainly hoping this will be the first of many conferences hosted here at UVic in a similar fashion. So, and I think it's in that light. I do hope to see you again here in that capacity next year.
And then thanks to both of you and Anya for organizing it all. Without that, it would not be possible.